Hare Krishna. Vishwagada Prabhu was just singing famous song of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I think many of you came in after it was begun. A wake up call. Wake up. Get up. Utishta Jagrata Prapya Varang Nibhodat. This Jeev Jago, this song. So this song echoes the spirit of the Upanishads. Get up. Wake up. Attain the boon of the human form of life. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is in the words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gaurachanda Bala. Gaurachand, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the golden moon. This song is usually sung actually in the morning. It's an Arunadoy Kirtan. Actually, one devotee was singing this once in Bhubaneswar when Prabhupada was there. And he sang Udila Arano, the first part of the. And Prabhupada said, actually, this should be sung in the morning, but it's good for us because we're always sleeping 24 hours a day. So, the sun comes up, when the sun is about to rise, the moon is still visible in the sky. So this golden moon, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaurachand, he's calling out, wake up, sleeping soul, Jiva, wake up. Koto nidra jao maya pisha chira kole. How long will you sleep on the lap of the witch called Maya? Of course, Maya is not a witch. She's our mother. But it appears like that, that she's casting some magic spell over us, by which we are forgetting Krishna. Maya means that. Maya means to forget Krishna. Ritertam yat pratiyeta na pratiyeta chatmani. Tadvidyad atmano mayang yata bhasho yata tamaha. Lord Krishna himself defines what is Maya. Maya means, the impersonalist will say, Brahma satyam jagan mitya, that Brahma, the absolute truth, is reality and everything else is false. But Krishna doesn't say that. Krishna says that anything conceived of without a relationship with me, that is my energy known as Maya. It's just like a reflection seen in darkness. Some light may be there, but one cannot properly see anything. So another definition related, Krishna Surja Sama Maya Hoy Ondaka Jahan Krishna Tahan Nahi Mayar Adhika. That Krishna is like the sun and Gauranga is like the moon. So Krishna is like the sun in this example, and Maya is darkness. So what is darkness in relation to the sun? That darkness means the where the sunlight doesn't reach, there is darkness. So in the same way, Maya in relationship to Krishna means where there is no Krishna consciousness, that is Maya. So Maya, where there is Krishna, then Maya has no jurisdiction. Where there is Krishna consciousness, there is no Maya. And where there is no Krishna consciousness, there is Maya. So this Maya, it acts like a spell, magic spell, bad spell, that bewilders the jivas. Of course, we've chosen Krishna Bhuli Sejiv Anadi Bahimukh. We've chosen to forget Krishna. And thus, since time immemorial, we've been suffering in Maya. Atev Maya Tare Deya Shangshara Duk. For this very reason that we have forgotten Krishna, we are suffering the miseries of material life. So Gaurachand is calling us, wake up! We don't have this material existence is compared to a dream. We don't have to be in this maya. We can wake up. We should wake up. This is not reality. This material existence is not reality. Reality means Krishna, to understand our relationship with Krishna. That is reality. But we have forgotten that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is calling us to wake up. Wake up. Then Gaurachand, as described by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, goes on to describe the position of the jiva as described in Srimad Bhagavatam. When the jiva, the conditioned soul in material existence, comes in the human form of life, in the womb, then some of them, they will have remembrance that actually I'm supposed to worship Krishna. And within the womb, they call out to Krishna, Bhajibo Bolia Eshe Shangshara Bhita, that I came into this world saying that, yes, now I will worship you, Krishna. But again, Bhuliya Rohile Tumi Abhidhara Bhare. But again, forgetting Krishna. We came in the womb, the child has consciousness and thinks, now surely I will serve Krishna. But then when he comes out, forgot Krishna again. And again caught up in ignorance, avidya. Literally non-knowledge. Knowledge means knowledge of Krishna. And any other knowledge, yad vidyad atmanomayam yatha bhasho yatha tamaha. And any other knowledge that is conceived of outside of a relationship with Krishna, that is maya. So the conditioned soul is in the womb, he may remember Krishna, but then again, on coming out, forgets and is full of ignorance. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Tomare loite ami hoino avata, I've descended into this world for the specific purpose of saving you. The avatar, that is the avatar means he comes down to pick us up. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is particularly known as Prima Avatar. He not only lifts up the jivas to Vaikuntha, but to Golok Vrindavan. Golokera Prima Dhan Harinama Sankirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives the Sankirtan movement, which is the Prima Dhan. It is the treasure of the spiritual, of Golok Vrindavan. That treasure is love of Krishna. Tomare loite ami hoinu avata, ami bina bandhu ara, ami bina bandhu ara ke ache toma. Who can be considered a friend other than me? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, only Krishna, and who gives knowledge of Krishna, they're our only friends. Otherwise, all other so-called friends, they're not friends at all. We all have friends. But who is a real friend is the friend who teaches us about Krishna. Anyone else cannot be called a friend, but an enemy. All the parents, they think we are the best friend of our children. But if they don't teach about Krishna, then they're not a friend, they're actually an enemy. Because having brought the child into this world, if we don't teach about Krishna, then we are condemning them to repeated birth and death. So the only real friend is Krishna, and who gives us knowledge of Krishna. Anything else conceived of as friendship, that is simply maya. It is a perverted reflection of the actual friendship of loving Krishna. Now you may think, well, I'm very nice to my children. I give them chocolates and I send them to school and I set some money aside for them and I give them all the things they could want, like TVs and nice video games in which they can pretend that they're zapping aliens to pieces. I heard there was a video game. Did they have that in America also, where they show, what do they do to the devotees? They, in the video game, they show a devotee and they, what do? They zap him or what? So I provide all such nice video games to my, well, not TV, computer games, right? Video games in the past. So I'm out of date here. So, and then I give them man's best friend, a nice dog that they can play with and get licked by. So in this way we think that I'm the friend of my children, but if we don't give knowledge of Krishna, then we are neither friends to ourselves nor to anyone else. We are simply spoiling the opportunity of human life. So therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes what might consider to be a very bold claim, that you have no other friend in this world than me. Then my father is not my friend? No. My mother is not your friend? No. My dog is not my friend? No. Because this so-called friendship, Sutta Mita Ramani Samaje, Prabhupada used to paraphrase this as society, friendship and love. Sons, friends, enjoyable women, Ramani, and society. This is material life. This we think friends. Society, friendship and love. But it all ends simply in disappointment. Betata. One of the material life means pavarga. Pa pa ba ba ma. Who knows what that is? Pa means parishram, working hard. Then ba, that I just said. Betata means meaninglessness, the whole material life meaningless. Then bha.
Bhakti.
We're talking about material life now. Fear, bhiti. Bhiti, bhaya. Yeah. Then pa. Oh, I left one out. Pa. Or fa. The result of parishram, hard work, is? Well, no, it could be, but here is, there's pa, fa, means fena, which means foaming at the mouth, like a horse. You don't see nowadays, but the bit was put in the horse's mouth, he's pulling the carriage, and there's all foam coming due to hard work. So hard work, exhaustion, foaming at the, then uselessness, fear, and at the end, mrityu, death. But it's not the end. Because again, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jattare shayanam. Again and again, getting born to struggle and suffer uselessly, full of fear, and die. That is the whole story of our life. This is material life. So anything that is conceived of without relationship with Krishna, any so-called friendship or love or any so-called good qualities devoid of Krishna consciousness, it is simply the cause of our further bondage. Therefore there is nothing good in this material world but the opportunity to take to Krishna consciousness and come out of this material world and go to Krishna. So, ami bina bandhu arake ache tomar. So, how can Chaitanya Mahaprabhu substantiate this claim that he is the only friend? Why? What's so great? What's he done? What's so wonderful about him? Friend means he should give something. He should give something to help us. What has Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought? Enechi oshodhi maya. He has brought the medicine. You were in the grip of a fearsome witch. So what is the mantra or the medicine that will deliver us? Enechi oshodhi maya nashi varalagi, for destroying this illusion. Hari Nama Maha Mantra is the Hari Nama Maha Mantra, namely Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Nama Maha Mantra. So Lao Tumi Magi, therefore take it, begging. Well, it means that one should take the holy name in a humble mood, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always stressed, that we can actually chant the holy names of the Lord if we're in a mood of begging that from Krishna. Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patitang mang vishame bhavam buddho kripayata vapada pankajas titadhuli sadrishan vasitya. Actually praying to Krishna. Praying to Krishna that Amitabha Nitya Das Tai Kari Ito Ash, I'm Krishna, I'm your eternal servitor, yet somehow I've forgotten you, so please again reinstate me in your service. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself says, Bhaktivinoda Prabhu Charane Puri, I have fallen at the Lord's lotus feet begging for his holy name. Bhaktivinoda Prabhu Charane Puriya Shai Hari Nama Mantra Loi Lo Magi. I've taken that. I've personally, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, by begging this holy name, I've received that holy name. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he received the holy name and he wanted to distribute that to others. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur revived the Nam Hatha of Nityananda Prabhu. This allegory that Bhaktivinoda Thakur conceived of Nityananda Prabhu as a merchant setting up the Nam Hatha. Nadiyagad Rume Nityananda Mahajan Pati Ache Nama Hatha Jivera Karan. That Nityananda Prabhu is like a merchant. He set up a market in Godrum, which is where Bhaktivinoda Thakur set up his place of worship, Swananda Sukada Kunja. At that time, it must have been some forest. Actually, up until recently, most of Bengal was all, and that means 70, 80 years ago, most of Bengal was forest. So he set up a house in Godrum in the forest, and he called that Swananda Sukada Kunja. Who's been there? Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house? Just opposite Mayapur? I've been there. So that is the. Didn't look this way. Have you been there? No. Never went to Mayapur?
No.
You going to go?
I will go.
Yes, okay.
But I'm from South India, so. Right, you can. South India.
You can go up to Mayapur. The best of all dhams. Where are you from?
I'm from Hyderabad.
From Hyderabad. So which holy places did you visit? Yadgiri Guta?
Yeah, that's the place where I was born. Close.
Close to Yadgiri Guta. Nrisimha Temple. Lakshmi Narasimha Swami. So this Mayapur, that is the... Mayapur literally means place of Maya. But there's a different kind of Maya. That is Krishna's internal potency. The Maya that is in Mayapur is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's very powerful energy to deliver the whole world by giving Krishna Bhakti through the medium of the holy name. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur set up his house at Swananda Sukada Kunja. The kunja, the bower within the forest that gives the happiness of the soul. The happiness of Maya that simply ends in vetata, disappointment, and mrityu, death. But the happiness of the soul means the happiness of Krishna consciousness. And that happiness that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought, he personally tasted. And he gave Nityananda Prabhu the duty to distribute that. So Nityananda, he made a marketplace. This is allegorical language. For selling the holy name. And what is the price? You have to buy the holy name. price is faith. Shraddha Vanjan hai. Shraddha Vanjan. Those who have faith, they can take this holy man from Nityananda Prabhu. He's giving freely. Only one condition, one has to have faith. So all these, we've heard these words, Shraddha. Shraddha means faith. Shraddha Vanjan. Who has got faith, they can take to devotional service. Shraddha Vanjan hai bhakti adhikari. So these words, they're common words. Do you say Shraddha in Telugu?
Yeah, it's
a Shraddhalu. Shraddhalu. Shraddha. Shraddha, yeah. I know, because many of the words are different also in Telugu. So this is a commonly used word, Shraddha, faith. But the import of this word is very deep, and especially Bhaktivinoda Thakur has analyzed in great detail in his writings what is the meaning of Shraddha. So this the common or simple definition is, anyone? Chaitanya Charitamrita, what is the definition of faith according to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita?
You mean the meaning of Shraddha?
No, according to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. You see, these words like Shraddha, they'll be used in ordinary usage. But it's a common word you'll find in all Indian languages. Except Urdu and
consciousness.
But what Shraddha means faith, but how the acharyas have defined this? It's a generally used word for faith, but how our acharyas have defined exactly?
It's a belief in God. Perform devotional service, everything will be.
Yeah, Shraddha shabde bishas kare sudrida nischoy Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita hoy. This is the definition. That Shraddha in Gauriya Vaishnav terminology means the firm faith. Shraddha shabde bishas kahi sudrida. With firm faith, sudrida nischoy, that by performing devotional service to Krishna, everything else is done. There's no need to do anything else. So this indicates Shuddha Bhakti or Bhakti unmixed with karma or jnana or yoga. So, you said Shraddha means belief in God. So generally it is considered like that. Belief in God. But this is extremely vague, actually. When we say belief in God, God, what do we mean by God? That's what you mean. But in general, people, they say God, but they don't really stop to think what it actually means. So therefore, in the Shastra and in the writings of the Acharyas, all these terms are very clearly defined. Because if we say belief in God, first of all, so many people have so many ideas what they mean by God. What is the actual meaning of that term? That should be understood. Mostly people have very vague ideas and they think that that God is just some vague idea. And belief, yeah, you can believe if you like, but that if you don't like, don't. That's all. But actually when we say Shraddha, belief, just like Prabhupada would say, that when he was asked, so many people would ask him, what do you believe? What does this Hare Krishna movement believe? Prabhupada would say, it is not a question of belief. It is a science. It is a fact. If we say we believe in God, this presupposes the possibility that tomorrow I may not. If it's just a matter of belief, then I believe, well, I believe. And maybe tomorrow I won't believe. As if the existence of God is subject to our own belief. I believe in God. Therefore, as far as I'm concerned, God exists. If someone doesn't believe in God, then he doesn't exist. Right? Tomorrow I may not believe. So, when we speak of Shraddha, Bhagavat Shraddha, that means not belief in the way that this kind of laghu vishvas or just light, something very light. But it means the conviction. The understanding of belief is not like that. This belief, take it or leave it. But the conviction that by serving Krishna, there is no need to do anything else. If he is God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we are Jiva. We have our eternal relationship with Him. This is reality. And anything else which is not our eternal relationship, anything else conceived of outside our eternal relationship with Krishna, that is Maya. So if we don't know clearly who is God, what is our relationship with Him, even our so-called belief in God will be another phase of Maya. Because we don't know who God is. And if we don't know who He is, then how can we believe in Him? So the so-called belief in God of most people who profess to believe in God is not actually belief in God, but belief in what they conceive of to be God, which is not God because they don't have scientific knowledge of Him. So the so-called theism that goes on in this world, mostly it's not really theism at all. Therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that Priti Vite Jato Katha Dharma Nama Chale Bhagavata Kahe Taha Paripurna Chale, that whatever goes on in the name of religion in the world, according to the version of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is simply cheating. It is simply a pretense or a hoax. Because unless we have clear knowledge of who is God, then where is actually the question of believing in Him or serving Him? We may have some vague idea, but then our belief will also only can only be vague. So this Shraddha Bhaktivinoda Thakur has analyzed that there are two basic kinds of Shraddha. One is Lokik Shraddha, or ordinary worldly Shraddha. Some vague belief. Yes, yes, I believe in God. We all believe in God. So that's better than being an out-and-out atheist. Usually it's better than being an out-and-out atheist. Sometimes the so-called theists are worse than the atheists. Sometimes those who profess to believe in God, they're actually atheists. Because they say that, well, we believe in God, and yes, God has no form, no qualities, no pastimes, no name. So better just to say you're an atheist, at least be honest about it. But those who profess to believe in God, but deny that He has any characteristics, that is actually atheism. Just like we all, I'm gonna watch here. We all believe in watches, right? This is a watch. If I say, I have a watch in my pocket, but it has no mass, no shape, doesn't tell the time, no weight, then how is it a watch? How is it anything? It doesn't have any function. It just is. So it's a meaningless statement. A watch, I have a watch that doesn't tell the time, and you can't touch it, you can't feel it, you can't access it in any way, but it just is. And what is its isness? It has no existence. It's not perceived. If we say it is not perceivable, wholly unperceivable, then it's just nothing. So those who profess to believe in God, but say that He has no qualities, no name, no form, no place of residence, no mother, no father, no personality, then what is that? They're not actually, their so-called profession of belief is covered atheism. So others, they may believe in God, but in a vague way. Most people who believe in God have a vague belief, and that's how they like it. They don't want it to be more than vague. Because if we have clear understanding of who is God and His personality, then that By that understanding devolves upon us the responsibility to act in relationship with Him. So if we keep God very vague, yes, when we need something from Him, okay, God, yeah, it's time to send some money or some to cure my backache. Or the doctor wants $20,000 for an operation. I don't have it, so either send $20,000 or better still, just cure my backache. I believe in God. And then having done that, okay, thanks very much. I'll call you again later when I need you. Don't bother me in the meantime. So if we actually accept who is God, if we go beyond vagueness, then we'll have to see what is our relationship with Him. We're subordinate. We're supposed to surrender to Him. So most people who profess belief in God, they want the perks of believing in God, but not the responsibility, which is the story of the whole modern society. That's another subject. How everyone wants their rights and everyone's facilities, but no one wants to take responsibility. So it's a very selfish outlook that God, instead of I am here to serve God, God is here to serve me, our order supplier. So this laukik shraddha, vague belief in God, is quite different to the actual belief or conviction which is called shastriya shraddha. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has analyzed that one's faith is not simply some vague profession of belief, but is based on knowledge received in shastra. Who is God? What is our relationship with Him? Clearly defined so that there's no room to wriggle or wiggle our way out of surrendering to Him. Because if we know actually who is God, what is His position, what is our position, what is our relationship with Him, then there is no alternative but to take to the path of sharanagati, or surrender, which begins with faith. Ado shraddha tata sadhu sangha. The path of surrender to, or the path of surrender to Krishna that culminates in love of God begins with faith, genuine faith, which comes about and is nurtured by association with pure devotees who engage us in the activities of Krishna consciousness, pure devotional service that are meant to lead ultimately to love of Krishna, prema. So actual shraddha is the beginning of the process that leads us to Krishna prema. Now we find that Srila Prabhupada, if we listen to his lectures and read his books, we'll find that mostly he wrote and spoke in a manner to distinguish between Krishna consciousness and Maya, and to clear away the misconceptions by which we might, by which our faith in Krishna will not be strong. For instance, we'll find in his purports his distinguishing reality of Krishna consciousness from Maya, the reality of Krishna consciousness as opposed to Mayavad or Shunyavad, the reality of pure Krishna consciousness as distinguished from mixed devotional service, Kama Mishra Bhakti, Jnana Mishra Bhakti, Yoga Mishra Bhakti, or as distinguished, pure devotional service as distinguished from the Sahajiya approach, those who purport to be devotees of Krishna but actually have as their goal to enjoy Krishna or to cheaply try to enjoy Krishna's pastimes. So the Maya has so many forms. How distinguishing Krishna consciousness from the attempt to enjoy this material world in any way whatsoever, from the mistaken philosophies of Buddha, of Gotam, Karad, Jaimini, Patanjali, all these mistaken conceptions. So we find that Prabhupada was, he spent so much energy in teaching us what is not Krishna consciousness. What is Krishna consciousness and what is not, so we can clearly distinguish between the two. That is the mission of Srimad Bhagavatam, that gives knowledge of reality as distinguished from illusion for the welfare of all. Dharma kaitava projita atra paramo nirmat saranam satam. In Srimad Bhagavatam is given knowledge of dharma that is free from cheating. The cheating propensity is completely kicked out from Srimad Bhagavatam. This knowledge is meant for those who are the topmost swan-like devotees, who are free from envy of others, or for those who are at least aspiring for that situation. If we want mixed up dharma, so-called dharma, then this Srimad Bhagavatam will not give that to us. Srimad Bhagavatam will only give us pure devotional service. So we find throughout Prabhupada's purports in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in so many details, he's distinguishing maya or illusion or anything conceived of not in relationship to Krishna from pure devotional service. So that we can clearly understand what is Krishna consciousness and what isn't. And then our faith can be very strong. Then we can, faith in Gaudiya Vaishnava terminology, this Shraddha means not exactly faith but conviction. Not belief that can change but conviction. So that conviction comes from receiving Shastriya Gyan, knowledge from Shastra, as delivered in Parampara by those devotees who are themselves convinced and fixed in that knowledge. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give the holy name, he's giving through Nityananda Prabhu, to those who are faithful. Now in the beginning we can't expect that everyone will have this Shastriya Shraddha or faith based on Shastra, because in the beginning one doesn't have knowledge. But at least one must have to be a valid candidate for accepting Shuddhanam, or the pure name, one that is delivered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu and their followers do not deliver the holy name mixed with karma, jnana or yoga. Of course, the holy name is never mixed with karma, jnana or yoga, but in our conception, these contaminations may be there. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to give Shuddhana, the pure name of Krishna, free from any misconceptions or free from any desire, any other desire but to serve Krishna. Anyabhilashita shunyam jnana kama adhyanavritam anukulyana krishna anushilanam bhakti rutama. They come to give pure devotional service which is by definition uncontaminated by karma, jnana or any other human endeavor that is not pure devotional service. So this is Shuddha, just like gold. You can get mixed gold. I was recently in Russia and there they have gold 18 carat and it looks a little bit like copper. There's so much copper in it that it doesn't look like the gold that 22, 24 carat pure gold. So this mixed, it's not pleasing. Mixed devotional service is not pleasing to Krishna. It's not of the caliber to please Krishna. If we approach Krishna, that Krishna, I love you, give me this. Give me some material facility. Krishna will not actually be pleased by that. Or give me liberation. Krishna will not be pleased by that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, and we also won't be pleased. We also won't be satisfied. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give us that which will actually satisfy us, which can satisfy the hankering of the soul, the real need of the soul. We have so many desires. Hoya mayar das kari nana abhilash. Forgetting that we are servants of Krishna, identifying ourselves as servants of Maya, we have so many desires. But the attempt to fulfill these desires, or even if they are fulfilled, can never satisfy us. The only desire that can satisfy us is the desire not to act for our own pleasure, but to act for Krishna's pleasure. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing this Shuddhanam. That means the holy name accompanied by the understanding that I am the eternal servant of Krishna. And that is chanting the holy name. O Krishna, O energy of Krishna, please engage me in your service. So there should be at least be some initial sincerity, some inclination, not to take the holy name as another medium for fulfilling our sense gratification. Then that chanting of the holy name will be another form of Maya. That apparent chanting will not be chanting. That if we're thinking, I will chant and I will get some mundane benefit from that, then even though we may enunciate the syllables, Hare Krishna, it's not Krishna Nam, that's also Maya. Because the concept that we carry with it is, let me be served by enunciating these syllables. Therefore, Ashadu Shange by Krishna Nam Nahi Hoy. Nam akhare bahire bate tabu nam kabu noi. If we don't chant in the association of sadhus, that chanting, that won't be counted. That is, it's not actually the holy name. Externally it appears to be. The syllables are pronounced. But actually, Krishna is not pleased to be present in such chanting. Krishna is not dancing on the tongue of one who enunciates the syllables, Hare Krishna, but in his heart is thinking, not how I can serve Krishna, but how Krishna can serve me. That is also another form of Maya. So, Nityananda Prabhu is freely giving the holy names, but there must be some faith that by chanting the holy names, I will get that which is not achievable within all the three worlds. I will get that which is the real need of myself. I will get the service of Krishna, the opportunity to serve Krishna. So this is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is calling, wake up! Wake up to our real need. Our real need is to serve Krishna. We are thinking, I have so many needs, others should serve me to fulfill my needs. But this is opposite thinking. Our real need is to understand who we are. When we understand who we understand I'm the servant of Krishna. And only by serving Him can I be satisfied. And how should we serve Him? In a manner not thinking how I will be satisfied. This is a puzzle or a quandary, a conundrum, or whatever you want to call it, that we can only be satisfied when we stop thinking how I will be satisfied and how Krishna will be satisfied, because that is the innate dharma of the soul to act for the satisfaction of Krishna. So when we act only for His satisfaction, then only can we be satisfied. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching all these things. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur has kindly given the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his many, many kirtans he has composed, and many, many books, all kinds of literary mediums, novels, and very deeply philosophical books, all different kinds of songs, both in Sanskrit and Bengali and Maithili, and sometimes representing himself as a bowel. He's written in English, in Bengali, English, I say in different languages. He also wrote poems in English. So in so many ways, tremendous literary output just to get this message across to us. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Wake up, wake up. Attain the boon of life. So he's summarized this very succinctly in this very sweet kirtan, that through the language of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is calling us, wake up, wake up. Hare Krishna. So I'll finish now because I'll have to wake up early tomorrow morning. If we go on too late, we probably won't be. Actually, for me, it's that I started this morning in Spain, so for me it's 2 o'clock in the morning. So it's almost time for me to wake up. So by your association, I can wake up to my real need of Krishna consciousness. Association of devotees is very valuable. At the immigration, they're asking, what have you come here for? Barking dogs, problems. But actually, they weren't in that mood, cordial enough. So, we've come to get the association of devotees. Otherwise, what else? What shall we do? See the Grand Canyon and Niagara Falls and the World Trade Center. Oops! Doesn't it? Whatever it was. Now, the Empire State Building. What is there in Philadelphia to see?
The Liberty Bell.
The Liberty Bell. Must admit, I never heard of it. Sorry. So all you Philadelphians, is that what you're called? No one's a Philly. Probably none of you were born in Philadelphia. But it's like that modern life. You're born in one place, go to school in another place, and then have your job in about transfer 5 or 6 times in your life, and then die somewhere, and then go somewhere completely different, depending on our activities, which are mostly not very good. So most people born in America, they travel round and round, and then they go mm. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is to make us go this way, not that way. So we can see the Liberty Bell and all other wonderful things in America, but that won't help us in any way whatsoever to achieve the actual goal of life, which is to get real liberty by ringing the bell. Ding, 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 ding. This is the real Liberty Bell. And the devotees are ringing the bell. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that the neophyte, even the ringing of the bell of even the most neophyte devotee, ringing the bell in Krishna's temple, is millions of times more valuable, both materially and spiritually, than opening millions of hospitals and schools. Because that is on the aprakrita, non-material platform. That is, why? Because it's pleasing to Krishna. And seeing the Liberty Bell, or hearing it, does it still ring?
I don't know.
Oh.
No.
Doesn't ring, it's cracked. Does it have a, what's that thing called inside?
Clapper.
Thing? Clobber it's called?
Clapper.
Clapper. Okay. I just learned a new word, thank you. It may not be in it, so you can go and see it and take photo. Is it a very big bell? You can stand next to it. So that won't help us because it's conceived of devoid of a relationship with Krishna. So better ring this bell. Ding, 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 ding. That will be pleasing to Krishna. We may see the Niagara Falls and that may please us. And we can send a postcard. I visited the Niagara Falls. That may please us. But unless we do kirtan there, or distribute books there, Prabhupada's books, then there's no meaning. It's just another activity in maya or forgetfulness of Krishna. So, Thank you for being here. Otherwise, what would I do? Go to see the Liberty Bell? Waste of time. Hare Krishna. I'll finish there. Any questions, comments, corrections, protests?
You spend a lot of your time in India, I read.
My time, yeah, my time. Prabhupada's time. Yeah. Yeah, that's a question?
No, it's just a comment. Because I read in Back to Godhead, I think it was one temple, it started with a D of one's town, Dakar, yeah, I was reading that article that you read.
That was the last one I did, I think, or the last one that got published.
Yeah.
And I've retired, it seems, from writing BTG articles. I'm writing books now. I'm trying to concentrate on writing books. I'll show some of the books. There's that Glimpses of Traditional Indian Life on this subject. This is my own and others' experiences of traditional Indian life. This culture that actually Prabhupada wanted us to adopt. So the Vaishnav culture as it was and still is to some extent in some places practiced, and how it's very valuable for us. If we live according to this culture, this is the culture of the spiritual world. So there's one book I wrote. What other? What others are there? I don't have them all. This is the story of Rasikananda, which is a summary of a big book. It's maybe, I didn't count the verses, maybe as big as Chaitanya Charitamrita, or maybe even a little bigger. So this is a summary of that. Rasikananda Dev was a great preacher. Just a few generations after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the foremost disciple of Shyamananda Prabhu. So this is his life story, and a great, wonderful things he did. Like, for instance, a rogue elephant was sent to kill him once, but he just told the elephant to behave himself, and then preached to him, and then he initiated him also. And the elephant went off and preached in the jungle. Gopal Das was his name. So it's all described in here. This is Appreciation of Srila Prabhupada, the book that I wrote, Jai Srila Prabhupada. And because many devotees asked me about my memories of Srila Prabhupada, I made a book of that title. Okay, all them all at once. This is a message to the youth of India. You're still a youth, you're a little older. Anyway, young at heart. You can have a look at this. Means the essence of this book is that how Indians, they have the greatest opportunity, actually, the most according to Shastra, the most important place in the universe for reviving our Krishna consciousness. But unfortunately, modern Indians are forgetting their own culture and following the Western way of life. So this addresses...
Actually, I met you in Hyderabad.
Is it?
In ISKCON temple.
When?
And that time you showed me this book.
Is it?
Yes. I remember now.
Did you buy it?
Oh, no. You gave me the book and I read
it. Did
I?
Yes. Oh, okay. All right.
So, I think that time you were about to complete this book. I think 1994.
About to complete it? Then how did I give it to you?
No, I mean, you said it. I mean, I was visiting twice. Oh. And the first time you said you were finishing it. And the second time I visited, you finished it.
Okay.
You have it in the...
All right, so the next one is A Beginner's Guide to Krishna Consciousness.
How that was the Sikandrabad Center.
Yeah.
Yes.
How to practically apply this in our lives. Oh. How to set up an altar at home, offer bhog, chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra on beads, etc., etc. Practical guide. This is the first book I wrote in English, and I think I'm still best known by it. Because, so I'm told it's like an extreme book or something like that, but it's just basic principles of how to act seriously in Krishna consciousness. And actually, acting in Krishna consciousness means being serious. So, This is for all ashrams, especially for brahmacharis, but all devotees in all ashrams, and ladies also tell me that it's very beneficial to them. So that's one book. And this, in the course of researching about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, about who I'm still researching and hope to finish that book soon, I gathered some information about Vanshidas Babaji. So this is not really a biography, but glimpses into his exalted pastimes. I mean, very unusual. Very unusual even for Paramahamsas, Vanshidas Babaji. And this is the last book I completed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's an overview of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes and his teachings. So, all these books are available. They're for sale, or you can give a donation. We also have some CDs of my lectures, if anyone wants. And we also have some free CDs of Bhagavad Gita recitation in English and Hindi also. I think there's some there in Hindi. Have any Hindi speakers here? Native Hindi speakers? You're not? You're also from South India?
No, I'm from North.
From North. North America or North India?
North India.
You're born in India?
No, I was born in Hong Kong.
I see. Sindhi, yeah. Presumably. Hindi bhi bolte hain?
Yeah.
Abhi tak?
Haan.
Or Sindhi? So, we have in Hindi, but probably anyway. Mostly the older people, they prefer Hindi, those who have come this side. You know Hindi also?
Of course.
Well, not of course. Many Telugu people don't know, isn't it? But Hyderabad people, they know.
People. Yeah.
They know Hyderabadi Hindi.
Yes.
My name Bol Ke Bola, something like that. Funny Hindi. Anyway, Hare Krishna.
That sounds like Bengali. The way you pronounce
it. I also speak Bengali. So, anyway, these are some of the books, and we have a little more kirtan from one of Prabhupada's great Sankirtan. I mean, there were many, but there are many great kirtaniers among Prabhupada's disciples, but notwithstanding, one of the best known was Vishnugada Prabhu. So many. And Shastival still there in Washington? I guess it's somewhere in that direction. Another of the great, so many, Vakresha Pandit, Hansa Dutta. He was a great kirtan. He led Mangalati in Mayapur this year. He was in Mayapur at the festival, and we were all standing at the back, because if you come later than 4 o'clock to Mangalati at Mayapur during the festival, you can't get further if you're lucky to get in the door. So I was standing at the back, and then we heard the kirtan beginning. We couldn't see who was leading. We all knew who it was. I hadn't heard him sing for more than 20 years, but there was no doubt it was Hansa Dutta. Hare Krishna! Sweet, very high voice. So I'd like to sing a little bit more. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Prabhu, I have a comment.
Comment, please comment.
So I hope you don't get angry.
I do sometimes, so be careful.
Yeah.
Not sometimes.
So, the Prabhupada and the rest of his pastor parampara, and also the later ones, they're originated from Bengal. And they are the one who brought the message outside India. And the outside India, the Prabhupada brought the...
Prabhupada brought,
right.
Yeah.
So he's the one who brought and told others. And that is how I think the most of the ISKCON devotees think the Bengal is the center of the... I mean, I'm totally wrong, definitely, because I see the... You do include the Ramanuja and also the...
Center of Vaishnav culture.
Right. So, whenever we speak, like you said, I have never visited the Mayapur, because in South India, we have my family and myself is the Ramanuja, and a Vaishnava.
Yeah.
And it is really hard to live like a Vaishnava being outside. So, like one of the principle, like you are drinking water. So, in Vaishnava principle, you have to drink the flowing water, not the stagnant water. It's a very strict.
Any principle. Vedic, not only Vaishnava, all Vedic.
Yeah, that might be true.
Or well water also.
Yeah, so well water or the flowing water.
Yeah.
So, my concern is, I mean.
And this is bottled water, probably.
It's not just Bengal, I think the rest of the India also has many devotees, like in my place.
No, there are so many devotees. Yeah.
I mean, the famous ones,
all
are
over.
Much older ones. Like we have the Annamaya, we have Tyagaraju, and we have the, they are all Ramanuja, after Ramanuja time. So, Annamaya is one of the very famous, like Tirupati is the place.
Yeah.
Venkatachalapati we call.
Yeah.
So, and also the Guruvayur temple in Kerala. So,
actually there are so many places of Krishna Bhakti all over India.
Right. So,
just like you were saying that I'd written on Dhakar in Gujarat. I wrote so many Back to Godhead articles. I think the first one was on Srinathji in Rajasthan. I think maybe the second was on Lakshmi Varahan Nrsingha Swami at Simhachalam in your...
Right, Simhachalam is
Andhra Pradesh.
So, one thing is, my concern is the, like I have no feeling of going to Mayapur because I have already the full information. Where I born and brought up. There is nothing. Maybe I will be, like my grandfather told once, whenever people rush to the pilgrim places, he says it is simply no meaning if you are just going to a pilgrim place. Having meaning in the mind that I'm going to the God's place. That's totally wrong. Because you can visit the pilgrim place to improve your spiritual knowledge, but not the, like God is only there and you have to visit there and that is the place.
Okay, alright, so this point that you're saying that you don't need to go to Mayapur. Now certainly Vaishnava culture is spread all over India.
Right.
But as you're saying, you can't follow that culture here.
Yeah, so...
Just like, for instance, this kind of water, according to strict Shastra Vidhi, should not be used for drinking, bathing, or water speak of bathing the Lord. It's Ashuddha.
You have to take that, Brahma...
But, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has, speaking from Shastra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the formula... Harenama eva kevalam kalo nasceva 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 gatir anyata. Everything in Kali Yuga is contaminated, but by taking the holy names of Krishna, Hare, especially Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Itisho Rashakam Nam Nam, Kali Kalmashanashanam. Specifically this Maha Mantra, which was popularized by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. मुझे जाना है इसलिए कि वो disability हम जब आती है.
ठीक है. तो आप पुस्तक लेने वाले हैं? एक पुस्तक ले ले. आपके लिए, आपके कुटुंबों के लिए.
Living in India, there is a book.
Ah yes. Traditional Indian life.
Yes. Let me paste something.
Yes, please do, because I have to print more.
Okay.
So, you can please give the Kosh Adhyaksha.
It's 15 minutes.
Plenty. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Little prasad. Yeah, okay. There we go.
Thank you. I need the.
Yes, I'll be back.
So,
I'll be back.
I'm just in the middle of answering your question. Oh,
he's
your comment.
He's coming back because I left my
walker
in his car.
Okay, but you're going to miss the point.
Sorry.
All right, never mind. This Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, even if we can't... Actually, in Kali Yuga, we cannot follow all the strict rules. But by chanting all the Kali Kalmasha Nashanam, all the contaminations of Kali Yuga are overcome. That's a primary consideration. Then there's also anarpita charing charat chirat karunya avatirno kolo. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give something which was not given even by great acharyas. That is prema bhakti up to the level of the gopikas. Ramya kachet upasana vraja vadhu vargena ya kalpita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give love of Krishna unfettered by Aishwarya Bhav. Anyway. I could say more, but he's gone. And here it might be like preaching to the choir, to everyone else. But actually it's a fact that we see now he's Sri Vaishnav. You're also from that background? I'm very sorry to say that, of course, there are genuine Sri Vaishnavas, but mostly I find the culture is, to a large extent, lost. And even in the temples, the priests and everything, I find so many traditional Sri Vaishnava families, and they have, in their home, they'll be having nice big picture of Ranganatha Swami or Tirupati Balaji, and then they'll have a picture of Sai Baba. Hare Krishna. Which means that they've lost their culture. They don't know who actually is Bhagavan. No one's teaching properly. If there's no proper teaching of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, then it just degenerates into sentiment. And by sentiment, we cannot distinguish between what is sat and what is asat, what is maya and what is actually Krishna consciousness. So the philosophical teaching has to be there, but that's stopped now. In the Brahmin families, they don't study Shastra. Very few. They study. They're lawyers and doctors and businessmen, and they can tell you the batting averages of Sachin Tendulkar or other. But what's in Bhagavad Gita, they don't know. So this is the actual situation. The culture has broken down. So that another reason is that in modern life it's very difficult to follow all these. Just like even to get pure water that's suitable for puja, you can't get. It's very difficult to get. So you can't follow all these things. People they neither have the time in modern life nor the inclination to do all these pujas and sandhya vandanams and all these different things. How are you going to do sandhya vandanam in Philadelphia? You have to go down to the. Is there a river here? You have to go and bathe in the river, the police will probably arrest you. Or you might be so polluted that you get some serious disease. And in the winter it's too cold, it's probably iced over. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Chant Hare Krishna. Everything is covered by chanting Hare Krishna. So this is practical process. We have greatest respect. If you see this glimpses of traditional life, you'll see that I have in there interviews with two Sri Vaishnava Brahmanas by birth, who are now in ISKCON devotees, because they both came outside India and they practically lost everything. But then by association with ISKCON and chanting the holy names, they revived their spiritual culture and even more. So we actually, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, in the teachings of the Alvas or the pre-Ramanuja great Vaishnav saints, there lies the seed of the teachings or the gopikas, their love for Krishna, especially this cult of Andal is very similar like that. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also said that the Vishishtadvaita Vad, or the philosophy espoused by Sripad Ramanujacharya, that is very close to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Achinta Bheda Bheda Tattva. So we're very close, but at the same time we should understand that practically in this modern age very few people can follow all the things that Ramanuja taught. It's just a matter of practicality. But we can follow what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught. It's especially meant for the fallen people of Kali Yuga, which is chanting Hare Krishna. Which would you like to do? Theory to practical.
Yashomati Nandan.
That's awesome. Okay.
Braja Baranaga Gokula Ranjanaka.
Oh.